Good evening, Kansas City, and welcome to Brain Jam. This is a poetry show. We're going to feature some student artists tonight. We're coming at you for the second time. We had so much fun last time we were here. We brought a group of poets again. We're going to feature some of their talented work this evening. For a change, though, I'm going to start it off, and I'm going to get out of the way. I'm a teacher in Kansas City, Missouri. I work at Paseo Academy of the Fine and Performing Arts, representing for the Kansas City, Missouri School District. Shout out to all y'all that work there, too. This song is certainly not a song. This is a poem I wrote a long time ago, but it is called the Come Up Song. And occasionally, being the teacher fellow that I am, we might have a certain perspective on this whole education kick. And I don't mean this song or poem to be at all negative. Let's just say that as a disclaimer here. But on occasion, I feel like I have to give a little tough love. So this piece is probably a piece that I would consider tough love. And as I read it back to myself this week, I felt pretty good about it. Here we go, the Come Up Song. Learn it or don't, but these days it's self-serve. Nobody gets nothing that they don't deserve. Too much time spent slacking like that was a job. So later down the road, all somebody can do is rob. So I need my people to open it up and soak it in. Trap the words and ideas, just use a pen. But learn it or don't, these days it's self-serve. You're either full or empty. Either one you deserve, like people before you never fought to get there, like you can just ignore all their work and their care. So I need to see you make it all for yourself. Be real, some take chances, just bring you some wealth, but some learn it, some don't, but it's always self-serve. Knowledge isn't something easy to come by, I'm sure. So get real in a hurry while you still have the time, while you're still a young man or woman in your prime, too sick of just watching people throw it away before they even knew how bad they'd need it someday. So here and now, while you can hear my voice, here's another chance, here's another choice to go farther than anyone ever dreamed that you would, to be full of more than just words from the hood, to get doctorates and make the world all agree that there are all kinds of successful people we could see. If we really were honest about this world, we'd be a little bit afraid as young boys and girls to be sure that we were ready to just take those steps out into the future and build our own reps. So bring it, just bring it, yo, bring it for real. Blow me away with your knowledge, cause out there it's for real. Thank you, guys. All right, now I'm going to get out of the way, but that was a blast. Loving being on the radio, and we're just digging the fact that Kansas City is listening right now. We're going to start hearing from these teen poets. Just to let you know who's going to be on the mic tonight, we've got Trayvon Day. Whoop, whoop. We've got Unique Hughley, Ariana Gilmore, Lamond Rushing, Malia Johnson, and Phoebe McCarty. You should know that most of these poets, no wait, all of these poets are from Paseo Academy of the Fine and Performing Arts. And if you want to find out how to go there, we'll tell you later on. Let's go to a new poet. This is a man we didn't bring last week. He's going to rock the mic. Here comes Trayvon Day.
Living with an angel on my shoulder and a demon on the other side, temptation quick to test your guilty conscience when the time arrives. Me and my brother Apollo just trying to test the sky while living in the world where the evil lives and good dies. Our system is corrupted with the wicked that you kill or be killed. You straight never rebuild. Our hatred is fueled by ignorance. Our people seem to never really listen to the minister or Bible scriptures preachers tell. I guess they're comfortable living in hell, prison cells, a county jail, sentence of life, but no chance of bail. That's what the angel on my shoulder said. The demon quickly refused everything the angel ever did. He said, yeah, it is comfortable living in the hell, prison cells, the county jail. Just follow me, I'll get you there. I turned around to see if anyone was near by my head. Prayed to God and said, leave me from the fear, cause my guilty conscience would be the death of me. All these ignorant people keep on stressing me, so follow the yellow brick road to my soul. Ignore the demons and the devil and just go with the flow.
Word, Trayvon. Killer poem, killer poem. All right, to the mic next. We're going to keep it flowing. This is a man you've heard so many times, probably all across this city. Hear him again. He keeps writing new poems for us each time we hear him. Here's Unique Hughley.
Mama, I want to be Michelangelo. Was the phrase I heard, the words hit me as the bus swerved to a stop. I stopped only to analyze the phrase again. And again he said, Mama, I want to be Michelangelo. I want to draw paintings of heaven, symbolical lessons. I want to meet with reverence to discuss the creation of giant portraits that illuminate the back of churches. I want to create a new world in 7 days. And in 7 ways, a picture of a new world seen from heaven's gates. And I sat amazed that at 9, his mind gold from the caves of his imagination, amazed that he hasn't fell victim to the insomniac in which we call reality, bent on killing kids' dreams, amazed at what art can bring, and from the back of the bus he could be seen. Stalking a phrase as if he was a cougar, his sweater resembled that of Freddy Krueger's, his words sharp like blades, he said, Son. As if he was trying to impregnate his personality to birth a new perception of life where imagination already dwelled. He said to be a service worker, and because that's where the money is. Quit living in dreams, because that's where dummies live. And I said, no, fill your brain with DMT, witness the world through an empty dream, and fill it with physical energy, little boy. Learn to love art with your heart, make it a part of who you are. And when the coroners corner you to tell you that hip-hop's dead, don't believe them. Remember your favorite hip-hop lyrics and repeat them. Tell them that the reason you dance in your cool b-boy stance is because you beat them with aggressive punches. And when critics say that poetry is too sensitive, tell them that poets are like violets. See, roses are not red. Roses are red and violets are blue, but not blue by definition. And shade blue like poets be, because they have yet to see that we be down for infinity. Suicide inside of the Holy Trinity. We are worshippers of poetry. We are one. That's why we thunderstep in the middle of these rainstorms on stage, so we show unity. And when they question the facts in what you paint and write, show them that you know the secret to life. Tell them that you have met God hanging in an art gallery. Tell them that you have met God on page and on stage, rapping in admiration. We sat aside our differences, and we become witnesses to the secret of life that God lies throughout time and creation of human art, to intricate loop beats that fill stadium seats, to simple caveman marks.
Thank you, Unique. Again, we're on Brain Jam. We're going to pull up another poet for you and keep it rolling. This is Ariana Gilmore.
Warring against my own vitality, wondering why on earth I thought for 1 second I could dodge the bullets of emotional defilement by running to you. But then again, ain't no such thing as safe havens, because if unveiled, even those get blown up too. Trampled by the soldiers of negativity, it pities me to know that you malign the number between 1 and 3, so you put them together and make my your favorite number 13, because your fear of love causes you to despise a middleman if it involves a ring. The only in-between you're impressed with is the between of golden gates of a ladies' temple that easily welcomes you. I thought I could escape to my love from the wild varieties of the great blue. But then again, ain't no such thing as safe havens, because if unveiled, even those get blown up too. Now, unable to escape, I'm captured, but not by your love, by your disimpassionate kiss, filled off with a confused flutter of hope that you actually care. Trapped by lust and the unforgetful yet constant yearn for your touch, your lies, your lackadaisical stare. Now that my heart is disembodied, my mouth cannot speak the words of help to escape from you. But then again, ain't no such thing as safe haven, because if unveiled, even those get blown up too.
My goodness, Kansas City, I can't tell you enough about these poets. It seems like we're on fire. Every time I go into school, and we just keep producing more and more work, and it's like we're using every day just to produce more and more of these wonderful poems. So thank you, Ariana. We're going to bring another poet again up from Paseo Academy. This is Lamond Rushing.
What you thinking about right now? Is it the love that we lost like 5 minutes ago? Well, if it is, you might as well stop, because it's dead now. But you are welcome to the funeral. You are welcome to see our past as it lay in the casket filled with gas, as embalming fluids run right through it. I know these images are probably killing, but the truth is finally revealing. And we can now see that this relationship was a waste of a 3-year period. Maybe now we both can be in a relationship that's a little bit more vigorous, a little bit more potent, or a little bit more touching, and a lot less fighting, because there'd be nothing but holding. No time for hating, because there'd be nothing but loving. I want to go out to eat with my woman and not have to worry about her rushing my pockets as soon as my phone rings, so she can see if there's another woman calling, because she's been listening to her girlfriend talking about her X-Men, making her wonder about me. not believing when I say I'm going to get some gas for the SUV. And when I get home late, she go crazy like she just popped two mollies. Make her trust me dead, because she allowed her insecurities to spread, giving the presidential access to her head. Now she think I'm sleeping with another woman in our bed. How disrespectful do your mind allow me to get? Questioning me like you know, like I know that chick. This ain't baby boy, so baby girl, you can't dismiss. And when I don't, and we don't find nothing out, you still cursing me out. Talking about all men are the same. Making claims like only thing big on me is my chain. Dang. But hold up. I'm talking about my old chick. Not the new girl, because she gonna be the complete opposite. Because she gonna trust me, not worry about who I'm messing with. Because she gonna know that she's the only woman that I wanna be with. And when I find her, she gonna be forever in my heart. In sickness and health, and rich and poor, and death we will never part. Because this love gonna be a beautiful art.
Man, that's killer, Lamont. Thank you for sharing that piece. We're going to go and hear another poet tonight. We certainly don't want to interrupt any of these wonderful chances to hear them. So let's keep going. Malia Johnson.
I am the tool that helps transfer corruption to your ears. Plug in, you zone out the world around you and enter a hypnotic state. Fill in your ears with the words that are brainwashing our society today. You like the way the music makes you feel because it caresses your feelings and calms every bone in your body. The music you listen to helps arouse that nerve that causes that ticking bomb in you to explode. It soothes you. It relaxes you. It puts you in your own world. But you're in a daze. Every time you plug in, your brain becomes dead, causing you to tone out the good mornings. How are you today? You look nice. Do you have the time? How's the weather? Do you know where the nearest Starbucks is? And you cannot hear one word because the music is blaring in your ears. So the people who are unplugged have to stretch their vocals and scream, "Hello, I'm talking to you. I've called your name 5 times. Above your music, you hear someone yelling at you. You unplug one ear and your response is a quick slur of words. And after 5 seconds, you plug back in, leaving that person in the middle of their incomplete sentence because you're so anxious to get back to your how you want to be rich, how it's possible to find love in the club, how you found your drinking partner, how your anaconda don't, how your lifestyle is, how you're so fancy, how you don't want no mediocre, how you love to get too on, how you woke up like this. Well, wake up. We're talking to you. Stop ignoring us. Stop ignoring your surroundings. You have the music blasting so loud in your ears that you wouldn't even be able to hear your death calling you. The world is saying something important, and you're missing every alert. Announcements are being made, and you're not writing it into your planner because you're constantly plugged in. You're deaf to the information that is being passed around society because your music is worth more than your knowledge, because your music is worth more than your life. Unplug, unplug. Pay attention. You need to be aware of the current events that are taking place in this wicked world. You need to be aware of the trending topics that are being discussed daily. You need to be conscious of everything that surrounds you. Plug in, plug in. I've been talking to you for exactly 2 minutes and 12 seconds, but you can't even hear me. You just missed an important alert. Your headphones are going to be the death of you one day.
Oh my goodness.
Take it from a teacher. Oh my goodness, I'm feeling that poem. Oh, my goodness gracious. All right, we just had an experience here in the studio. We all heard that poem for the first time, and we know you loved it because we did, too. We're going to keep rolling here. Our next poet tonight is Phoebe McCarty.
Hello, this is your SAT testing identification paper. In order to properly identify you, you must fill out one of the following boxes we will continue to shove you in for the rest of your life. I'm sorry, but how can we say all races are equal and still be measuring them differently for fluctuations in success? Why is it still a concern we aren't teaching kids who differ in color the right way? We are still living in the 1950s behind closed doors, watching crime through a window that is always locked. We have a justice system that is trying to excuse kids from school to get behind bars. As long as their skin can blend into the shadows we never see, you will be judged more for your color than your crime. Getting criminal records before
before the revolution sets the record straight. I'm sick of teachers telling me that if there is a God, we are a portrait he painted blind, because we are the only ones who are blind to everything but how the privilege makes us feel. I'm more than a gorgeous colossal disaster. I'm an empty vessel provided to every student above 12, an example to be shown of what happens when you move to the inner city, when the truth is this public school can't contain me. I will not take part of your somatic and adultist ways, which will teach me to simultaneously hate and abide authority, or I will get shot. I don't trust the cop. I live in the world where kids die and nobody talks about it. We are blinded by the movement that's not over. We are ignorant to the white people who whisper the N-word. We don't see how invisible lines dice our streets into good and bad, and how we are born to be unsuccessful, dangerous, aggressive, whatever label they can put to make us any darker, because this is where they teach us not to see. And there is a lady sitting behind me whispering to fill in the white box for my SAT, the white box that has tried to bleach us for centuries. Don't leave me down there in the South. They will shove cotton in our mouths and prevent us from speaking the truth, but I guess that every child is getting left behind, and in my mind they are telling me that my school is 95% worthless. One in three will leave here to go to a place just like it. And we aren't closing that gap so much as shutting people up about it. Because this silence about the boxes we will put you in is really just them saying we are trying to prove whites as the superior race because we are teaching you how to be better slaves. I mean, how do you choose which box to fill in?
Thank you, Phoebe. You're listening to Brain Jam. We're going to pause now for a public service announcement.
Join KKFI for A Night in the Asylum, a benefit concert for KKFI on Friday, October 31st, Halloween night, featuring the legendary JPT Scare Band and garage rock revivalist The Wasmen. There'll be a cash bar, costume contest, scavenger hunt, silent auction, food truck rally, live art, psychedelic light show, and fun for all in Kansas City's coolest Fright Night venue, the Arts Asylum at 9th and Harrison. For more information and advance tickets, go to kkfi.org/events.
You're listening to Brain Jam. This is a poetry show. We're starting here in Kansas City, featuring a lot of young teen poets, up-and-comers coming out there into Kansas City to change the poetry world and the world, of course. Most of these poets, again, are being featured tonight are from Paseo Academy of the Fine and Performing Arts. I'm a teacher. I work there. I teach creative writing. If you'd be curious or interested in either going to Paseo or finding out more about some of the students who are performing tonight, you could contact Paseo directly at 416-418-2275. We also audition students incoming in a number of different categories: dance, vocal music, theater, technical theater, fashion, orchestra, band, and of course, creative writing. If you want to get a hold of the man that can get you an audition, his name is Christopher Peacock. You could call him at 418-2283. He could set that up for you. We're going to come back into effect here and run you through these poets. We're going to go back to our starter man of the evening. He kicked it off so well, and we're bringing him back. So, Trayvon Day, get him.
I believe I was born in the kingdom, but society says otherwise. They say I was from a place where baby teens and grown-ups died. I closed my eyes, because I imagine I was from a place where the angels fly, birds sang, and none of my people were slain. But that changed when I turned on the news. Two teens got shot with a 22 trying to rob a man for a couple jewels. Little Johnny died trying to stop a kid from taking his brand new shoes. He got stabbed 23 times. So I closed my eyes, because I believed I was from a place where the sun shines. But that changed one cold day. I seen a bag of snow on the side of the road, picked it up, put it to my nose, coughed, never to know it was strong enough to paralyze my race. So I closed my eyes, imagined I was from a place where the sky lied about being blue. It's a place where all colors dance, so my kingdom may look fallen to you, but it's my home.
My goodness. All right, again, now you'd never believe it, but these are young people. Some of them are in high school. We got one guy coming to the mic that graduated last year. We went on this amazing adventure called Louder Than a Bomb, turned into Brave New Voices. And this young man's hardly a young man. He's telling us stuff we need to hear. So let's hear Unique Hughley.
The omnipresent meets the omnipresent, dear God. I have been calling on you, searching for you, down on my knees, next to a philosophical phone book, searching through G's, next to G-O-D, lies to number 7, cries from an abandoned heaven, sighs from a retired reverend, he says, I told you so. Hell is fake and religion is about control, so don't be afraid to swallow that pill of truth and overdose, and overdose a system that's on overload, overloaded with lies, corrupted by an all-seeing eye. This God has no beliefs, our God is no he, our God is Mother Nature, a dominant sea who sucks seed from the righteous flower of the soul. Mending silk into gold to show that we cannot be any more rare. But yet for years we masquerade in a mass parade, dressed as people in the last of days, waiting for the Messiah's sequel, equal to the apocalyptic tales of ancient encrypted whales who swam under Jesus' feet. So for us, the tale of a man that walked on seas, who do you be? Dig deep into your skin, you will see. Dig deep into the colored pigments in your skin. Tearing apart history to discover mysteries, resurrecting chivalry to subdue Mother Nature and investigate that creator, the true creator of human life. Facts not etched in paper, we savor the thought of it being so simple. Like how could a meteor bring forth human life from space and smash right into Mother Nature's face without protection? We are an accident, a misplaced race, and earthquakes are just Mother Nature's contractions. Mother Nature's water broke that day into seas, and after that we happen. We happen to perceive that Father Time is Dad, but he's Mother Nature's first selection. We are two stepkids. Daddy's the universe. Daddy's a fiery rolling stone. Wherever he left, a moon was his home, and when he died, all he left Mother Nature was alone. With a billion kids, which he hid from Tom at the beginning of time, but Tom told it all in her mind. We were wrong. So Mother Nature is having an abortion. She's not so entuned and entwined with her fortunes or misfortunes. Mother Nature is having an abortion. The Darvid was philosophical. They said the pregnancy was utopical. Either she kill us or we kill her. So Mother Nature is having an abortion. We're using up all of her forces and sources. Her heart can pump enough oil to spoil all of us with natural resources. We take advantage of our mother and forget her importance. We pour cement into her veins. Building buildings brings pains and back aches, forcing the desire to eradicate us students. Learn that our mother's suffering doesn't matter. Let's all lend a hand in pollution. Let's fall to giant corporations. Let's all forget our relation with the earth. Let's walk hand in hand with Satan, stating that the carbon has 6 neutrons, 6 electrons, and 6 protons. Carbon, which we free into the atmosphere. God, I wish Atlas was here to hold the weight of the world on his shoulders, but without he, we fall to the vast emptiness of space. We fall to Satan. We fall like brown leaves in August. We wonder what kind of God could watch all of this. And I remember a dying one whose belly is still round from carrying the afterbirth of humanity, who's watched by the stars, who slurs profanity at Mother Nature, who can't control her kids, who throws trash into space, who wages wars on her face, who has become a disgrace to existence. That is a mystery. That's why at night we peek through telescopes hoping that he may return. We have forgotten chivalry, allowing Mother Nature to burn. Thank you.
Boy, what do you say and after that poem? You say, let's go to the next poet, because I don't know what in the world to say. Thank you, Unique. That is unbelievable. Let's keep it rolling. Again, you're listening to Brain Jam, and we're going to pull up here and listen to Ariana Gilmore.
Skin. Just as dark and as beautiful as the 12 a.m. sky. Just as smooth as the words I love you from someone who truly means it glows. As if waiting to be caught by young children who want to keep me forever and cherish me, yet only for those 5 seconds and then releasing me, my skin, in which I was always taught to embrace the beauty of. You make fun of my skin. Words such as midnight and blackie roll off of your ignorant lips. Sometimes those same lips you once wanted to kiss me with, young boy, and you, manager. My skin, in which the reason you reject my application, unknowingly rejecting your future, in which you didn't even know that I was a product of, because you were too blinded by my skin. The same skin that enabled your heart to be saved one last time by a heart transplant, Christian and Bernard to be exact. That very skin color that you mortify allows you to part your lips in terms to speak whatever you see fits to someone exactly 5 shades lighter than you without being lynched or whipped, Martin Luther King Jr. to be exact. Your imbecilic laughter twists my stomach in disgrace at how incoherent one could possibly be, my skin. In which even your roots are embroidered into my skin, embellishing and representing where we, not me, in case you missed it, I said we generated from my skin. Some point and laugh because their ignorance allows them to believe that because my pigmentation is slightly more than theirs, I already have a child, no job, already a high school dropout, turning noses in disbelief when they find I am 18, 2 jobs, 4.0 in skin. Just as dark and beautiful as the 12 a.m. sky, my skin, I represent for my dark skin, girls who hate being this dark, chemicals drowning their pores, seeking new personalities, but me. As for me, my roots shine. My roots that some call naps are as strong as the people who made it possible for you to be here right now. You laugh at the complexion, but I laugh at the complexity in which you are unfamiliar with in regards to my skin. But I assure you, I love my skin. My skin is dark. My skin is beauty. It's my skin.
Mm. Thank you, Ariana. Let's keep listening to Brain Jam tonight. We're going to bring up another one of Paseo's poets. This is Lamond Rushing.
Listen, y'all, I'm blessed. Blessed with the best from the best. Blessed with the type of families and friends that cannot be enhanced. Yes, y'all, I'm blessed. He didn't have to wake me up this morning. I could have died, but his grace and mercy kept me going. That's why these words are pouring, expressing my love for the Lord. It sparks a fire in my heart that's forever burning. Listen, y'all, I'm blessed. If you count all the wrongs I've done, you would think that my salvation is none. But the Lord's love has a multitude of faults, so he gives me chance after chance so I can avoid the place the devil called home. This is why I'm blessed. See, there are many reasons why I love God, and one reason is because he gave me a loving mom, plus a dad to look up to like a shining star. I have a great family, because a family that prays together stays together. Can't y'all tell I'm blessed? Blessed enough that I need to scream it. My love for him surpassed the distance between Earth and Venus. I have joy, and my God is the reason. Amen, I'm blessed. With friends who stay by my side and tells me when I need to apologize, and when I'm weak, remind me to give my problems to God. If you're listening to me, then you know I'm blessed. It's not ignorance, but it's God who keeps me bliss. No need to sugarcoat it, because his love is so sweet, I got a few caveats from it. Can't you see I'm blessed? Even though my study habits isn't the best, with straight A's I passed the test, because I have faith in the Most High. Listen up, saints, I love God. Can Kansas City say amen if you love God? Yes, I'm blessed.
All right, thank you, Lamond. We're going to keep listening to poets tonight. We're on Brain Jam. We're listening to wonderful young people tell us what they think. And we probably couldn't even guess they were young people. That's the coolest part in the entire world. Let's hear from our next poet, Malia Johnson.
Who said we couldn't love? Who said that we couldn't spend the rest of our lives together under one sun, one moon, and billions of stars? Does your God say this? Or do my gods say this? Or does our religion say this? If it's your God or my God, then let's be obedient to our masters in part like we never knew each other, because we most knew that we were wrong the moment my eyes met with yours, the moment my hand slipped into yours, the moment I invited you over to dinner and we ate our Italian food on my balcony that overlooked the city and discussed whether Picasso or Monet was the better artist. Our first kiss wasn't wrong. It was wrong that neither one of us pulled away from each other, because we knew that deep down this is what we both wanted. Our love for each other was similar to Orpheus and Eurydice, but only the ending. We both had the same destination in life, but our gods told us not to look back at each other, and I was so anxious for you that I looked back and you vanished and I never saw you again. I fell in love with your soul. Your soul made me fall in love with every piece of you. Your soul made me fall in love with every flaw that you had. I found the beauty in your faults. But we both have so much respect for our gods that we faded into dusk in two different directions. Everything about you had become vague to me. And I know that deep down you never think about me either. I feel empty and I know that you do too. But we dare not question our gods. We swiftly moved through our life, forgetting each other's existence, forgetting about something so alluring that we once had, forgetting that the two of us almost became one. I just want to know, who said we couldn't love? Is it our religions? If so, let's forget about tradition and run away to a place where our love is acceptable to mankind. Let's share a love that is not often shared. Let's hold hands and watch the sunset over the horizon and listen to the calming sounds of the ocean. And we won't have to worry about being judged by people who never understood what we had. We can breathe each other's air, and we can kiss and hug without feeling a feeling of guiltiness in our stomachs. Does our religion make the rules, or do our gods make the rules? My God say be open-minded to all religions, so it's okay for me to be with you. But your God says, well, he says, be not unequally yoked together. Wow. So that means it's not okay for you to be with me. Obedience is better than you sacrificing your life for me. So now I fully understand that you must go on and be with someone who shares the same God as you. I hope that you two can bond on the level that we never could. With that being said, I will go to my stupa while you go to your sanctuary. And you will ask for forgiveness and I will do the same. But then again, my God, say that it's okay for me to love. So what exactly am I asking for forgiveness for?
Oh. My goodness gracious, here we're going with poems again this evening. You're listening to Brain Jam. If you want to hear more poems like this, just a small commercial for Paseo Academy. We're having a show November 7th, 7 p.m. Most of these young people will be featured there. Paseo Academy is at 4747 Flora in Kansas City, Missouri. Come on out, 7 p.m. November 7th. You could certainly come see this next young poet. Let's hear Phoebe McCarty.
I remember it like yesterday. The cool light from your apartment sends overwhelming fear and adrenaline pumping through my veins. They ask me why I need feminism, and here's my answer. I need feminism because I still remember the first time I hit you back. My baby fist barely scuffing your titanium beam, you push me to the ground. The knife traces patterns on my exposed stomach. You growl the word as if it is yours to use. You tell me my guts are nothing more than garbage. I need feminism because of the day your friends barged into the house and pressed me against the wall. Cold metal of the gun pressed to my head. Silence in the barrel speaks music most will never hear. You look at the place you hide your drugs as if it has more value than my innocence. Tears stream down my face, visible emotions escaping me. Fear has taken up everything. They threaten to bury my trust in men, completely stash it behind my insecurity. I need feminism because of fifth grade. The first time I was objectified, pushing me to the floor, I melt into it as if I am almost its equal. You smile as you watch me squirm. My struggle is your humor. I need feminism because I'm not a toy. I have more value than my flesh. There is a raging fire in my bones that you cannot objectify. I need feminism because no one taught you how to compliment a woman on more than her looks. No one told you it was wrong to hit me. At the tender age of 11, they were asking me what I did to provoke you. Because no one taught you to treat me like something more than an animal. No one told you you didn't own my innocence. I wasn't yours to give away. And I need feminism because the cool light of your apartment still sense fear and adrenaline pumping through my veins.
Thank you, Phoebe. Again, these are all powerful young poets telling us what we do need to know about in this world and do need to think about, and we give them so much credit for their courage in readdressing us as the rest of the community, Kansas City. You know you're listening out there, so we appreciate that. Again, you're listening to Brain Jam. We're experiencing our next public service announcement, so let's get that done right now, and we'll come back in just a second with more poetry.
This week on The Pioneers, Revolution from the Heart of Nature.
We are not just artists, we're also cultural workers, we're activists, we're organizers, and we're educators.
Art is our weapon, our medicine, our voice, and our vision.
I'm Neil Harvey. This week it's drummer John Densmore of The Doors and climbing poetry on The Pioneers, Revolution from the Heart of Nature.
Friday morning at 9:30, right before Eclectics.
Back to Brain Jam. We're going to introduce the local poet right now. He's a wonderful poet. I've heard him a few times. Let's welcome to the mic Rob Love.
Thank you. The name of this piece is Our Youth. The young and gifted are so ancestral and they don't even know it. The young and gifted are in peril and they don't even know it. Maybe it's because these sprouting seeds need our attention. They are the generation of ascension, the innocent remnant meant to be better than any of us are or ever will be. Powerful souls that are vulnerable yet clever. They're being forced to adapt to a system that aims to keep their potential untapped, to keep them trapped in a cycle of deception and a fear of rising up, one that says to thrive, some of your hopes have to die. Being conditioned to rely on the authors of their confusion is clear. They're under attack. They're too much of a threat to the status quo. Their unbridled desire to grow will force some things to change, so it gets stifled. When they come of age, their urge to pick up a rifle, to become a soldier for this illusion. Constantly being told to meet demands that only contribute to their delusion, and all the while, by sinister design, the thinning line between entertainment and education has almost completely disappeared, and most of us seem cool with it. We continue to let these schools act a fool with our youth, but they can't defend themselves. Their innocence is their wealth, and it's being abused and corrupted. The future literally being sacrificed for the present. A generation full of born leaders being groomed to believe that they are nothing but peasants. The thought is more than unpleasant. It's deplorable to see puzzled faces. Watching tremendous minds becoming more displaced by the day is beyond horrible, but inevitably the question is raised. The responsibility falls on whom? And the only answer is the former youth. We adults who now need to share with them what we wish we knew then, that the cultivation of sin and selfishness in our members was a result of the neglect, disrespect, and misdirection that weighed heavy on our necks like slave chains that we weren't strong enough to shoulder, and now that we're older, we see that the youth's instinct is to walk after the spirit with no fear. And shamefully, many of us can't even recognize or hear it, so in envy, we've made society to hate youth. Purposely making things more and more unsafe for youth, and guaranteed we'll all end up disgraced when it's through, basically because life's race is paced to where only a few will get the point. But it makes a difference if these young people see us passing wisdom instead of joints. If they hear us speaking love and not destruction, if they know we walk as a symbol of peace and not as a source of dysfunction to youth. Our youth, the not-so-new commodity for consumption. What will a nation do when its future is being strategically manipulated, spiritually raided, and systematically hated? It will fade into suffering and mediocrity. Sadly, the intent is the descent of this society into deep, dark places. The idea is to leave nearly no traces of hope, fully blotting out the symbol of change before it gets to make an imprint. But I'm here to tell you that that wicked effort is wasted and totally senseless, because young senses are rooted in the glory of the Most High, and they won't continue to be lied to. They will wise up and unify. They are numbered like grains of sand on a beach, and the attempt to miseducate them is only fine-tuning their ability to teach and reach others. So I say to you, keep your eyes on the resilience of young hearts, because it's evident in the fact that each of these individuals' residual power is growing to astonishing heights, and this will be on full display when with boldness and might these young souls stare their opposition square in the face, toe-to-toe, and addressing their terrible ways, saying, we've seen this before, and you've done this already. We felt this pain, and come on, man, we've dealt with this strain, so if that's all you have, then we, the youth, strongly suggest that if you intend to live in our world, that you reevaluate your path.
Thank you, Rob. We're listening to poets tonight. This is Brain Jam. We're going to go through one more round of wonderful Paseo team poets. I thought I might follow Rob. I got a poem on that similar sentiment. This is the last time you hear me. It's not going to be very long. And then we're going to get Trayvon up here. Again, I'm a teacher at Paseo Academy. Man, I'm really feeling that, Rob. That made me flip over this piece of paper and want to do this poem. This is called From My Side. When I got here, I was empty, but poems now pile in my stomach like hearts. Discoverers, dreamers, each that has a face, new scenes, old lives, what got us through or even held us back. I've been permitted great access, a guest pass to the inner psyche of privileged listeners who know words are built of words, built of worlds, all stacked up like buildings where dancers become focal points and the angels we can witness, like motion that's the hardest to capture, the moments of glee. We are magic music, transforming people, purpose placers, time trappers, planners of the future, and we know our words must live just as much as life does. For 11 years, I have loved to listen to what we need to hear. What I hear daily, intellectual breathing, real stories made of concrete, heavy burdens we choose to carry that others can lift. I want to hear the voice in a great line, an image we cannot discount, words young people want everyone to hear, their life stories that are just starting, like never-ending books. The youth will write it, and I will invite everyone to listen so we can hear what we forgot to remember, them. Thank you. Okay, we're going to hear from the final round of student poets tonight. This is Trayvon Day.
You're free. I know I am. No, you're not. They forced you to believe that you are, and you are fooled by the illusion. You've come to the conclusion that the chains are off, by I assure you they swallowed the key. Do you think their kids will be killed by pigs while they walk the streets? Every time they check their surroundings, they search for red and blue lights because they think they can get murdered as easy as people get Instagram likes, because double tapping is equivalent to pulling triggers, and pulling triggers are equivalent to death, and life can end instantly. Then you are free of insanity, granted with eternal life or eternal punishment. While judgment awaits you, walk the clouds alone until you meet your maker. And when you do, may the odds forever be in your favor.
Thank you, Trayvon. I sit back and listen to those poems and forget I got to introduce the next poet. So let's listen to the next poet. Unique Hughley. I don't know sign language.
Need. This is called A Year in the Garden of Eden. From day one, I've been obsessed with your heart. Oops, I mean your art. Your ability to sing, sway songs across the Atlantic Ocean, and wave and say, hey, I wish you would be more specific. Descriptive. When you say forever, our love is symbolic to the Garden of Eden. I knew you would bring new love into my life. Poseidon has renewed his tribe. He sent me Aphrodite when Apollo wouldn't shine the light on my darkest days. Today, if we parted ways, I take part today in a search for a nerf with martyr days, so that day would only end for us. And when an angry God sins for us, I would connect you back to my ribs, collecting sins for us. Because you are incapable of anything that isn't perfect, so if you're craving apples, then baby, hell is worth it. And if you're interested in death, then baby, I won't be angry. Follow me to the hanging tree of knowledge where the apples are dangling. Heaven has never heard of love, a heard of love, heard of us, heard of lean, a heard of doves. 31 million seconds, 100,000 minutes. 1,000 hours in the Garden of Eden, where apples were eaten and snakes were given greetings. I fell in love.
Thank you, Nick. All right, let's keep pushing so we can get in the final poets in this hour. We're going to hear from Ariana Gilmore.
This poem is called A Priceless Message. See, I was a child when I had a child. But no one could tell me better. Yeah, back then I thought I knew it all. You know, life, boys, or whatever. So mom said, since you're grown, you take your son and go forever. Yeah, I said, oh, what, old lady? I can get welfare, food stamps, and an apartment since I ain't no wife. I don't need you, daddy, or grandma trying to run my life, but I saw hard times as I raised my son. While his father, who was no help, said I ain't the one soon, I was thrown out onto the streets because my bills I couldn't meet. When my son was 5, he looked into my eyes and said, Mama, when I grow up, I'm going to be a doctor, a lawyer, and engineer. Mama, I'm going to take care of you. Don't fear. We won't have to stand in the welfare line wondering if the government is going to give us a dime. Mama, I'm going to take care of you. You won't be shamed. I said, yes, son, that's the right thing. But my son, as he grew into his teens, he somehow forgotten all those dreams. He was like, well, I got to come in. Why can't I stand on the corner with my friends? I said, son, those boys are trouble. They're going to drive you to your end. Baby, stay in. Let's read and study. Let mama be your friend. But he wouldn't listen. He joined a gang, started stealing cars and, you know, selling crack and listening to that music that went wiggity, 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 whack. Then one night the phone rang. They was like, ma'am, your son was shot. He died tonight. I screamed and I screamed as I hung up the phone. I said, Lord, where did I go wrong? Our ancestors fought from the yes sir, no sir, chain gang of slavery to give us a better way of life, and we still doing the same thing. But this time it's not the white man or whatever. We getting killed out by our own young people. Lord, I never thought this day would come. Never, Lord, never. So to all you guys out there who want to be tough, you better stop and think what's happening to us. Do you want to stay in school, graduate, get us all on the right track? Or do you want to drape yourself in gold, keeping the things you stole and even dying before you're 20 years old? So go ahead, tough guy. You got all the answers. I just want to tell you one thing. Don't leave your mother screaming, Lord, let him be saved, as she bends down and places flowers on your grave.
Thank you, Ariana. Ariana's the Paseo student who just walked in and blew away the school. People can't wait to hear again on November 7th at Coffee House. Another event to mention real quick before we go to Lamond is November 15th. Unique Hughley will be performing at the Nelson Atkins in a TED team talk called Beyond Truth, Break the Silence. That's from 1 o'clock to 5 p.m. on November 15th at the Nelson Atkins Museum. So snaps and high fives for Unique. If you can snap and high five at the same time, I don't know. And then we're going to go to the next poet here, Lamond Rushing.
I wrote this poem for my mama when she was sad. Listen, mama, I can see you in a lot of pain, and I can also see that you feel a lot of shame. A lot of stuff in your life haven't been great. Well, I'm here to let you know that it will be okay. Don't worry about all the stuff that's going wrong. Mama, I want to let you know that you are not alone. I know it feels like everybody turned their back on you, but I'm still here right there beside you. You don't ever have to face the world alone, because I'll be there with sticks and stones till the world is won. See, Mama, I still be your Superman, even though I'm lacking all the superpowers, man. But it's okay, Mama, because you're still here. You're my superwoman, yeah, you have no fear. So, Mommy, can you please dry your watery eyes? Because it'll be okay, just believe in God. So listen, Mama, can you stop all your crying? Because I hate to see them tears run down your eyes. And Mama, Mama, I'll be right by your side. And I won't leave till everything is alright. And Mama, Mama, I'll be the one you can lean on. And when you're weak, I'll be there when you get strong. So Mama, Mama, don't worry about your problems, because you had to give it to God. I know you always said a kid need to stay in his place. Well, I'm 18, so that kid has gone away. But I'm still your little boy, so I'll always come back around and bring you back your joy. Listen, mamas, I'll be the one you can lean on. And when the love's gone, I'll be there to keep it strong. And when the world try to knock you on your butt, I'll be there to always pick you up. Mama, don't ever have to be alone. Listen, mama, I'll be there to keep you strong.
All right, Lamond, I'm feeling that one. Shout out to mama. All right. And let's go ahead and bring up another poet, Malia Johnson.
We never consider the future anymore. We never sit and think about what type of environment we will leave for the children who will be left here after we're long gone. I don't want to leave these current children in a world where they feel helpless and alone. Peace will be the essential atmospheric setting of this imaginary place, a place where children of all ethnicities will mingle together like white wine mingling against that cold glass, and like that wine, they will mingle softly and smoothly. Nothing will stop them from reaching the level of their ultimate happiness. Their spirits will be relaxed. Comfort will rest in their hearts. War will not exist. They won't have to worry about their village being invaded by the enemy who wants to take their sweet bodies for ransom. Violence will not take place. No evil thought will form in their tiny minds because they will be untaught every bad thing that they've ever heard or saw. They will think of nothing from what this world used to be. They will be safe from all predators who used to be after them. No more being touched, molested by adults whose minds were possessed by sick and twisted demons that lurked and resided on earth that made them believe that the concept of how they viewed little boys and girls was okay. No more being abused by parents that were broken in their childhood. They won't feel neglected. They won't be left alone. They won't be cursed or cursed out. They won't be antagonized by the things that taunted them on earth. They won't have to live in fear. They won't have to want for anything ever again because they will have everything they want and need, and they will live in unity, which will cause them to have the feeling of absolute completion. These children will grow together like grapes that are intertwined in the vines of a vineyard. Together they will stand with hearts of compassion and minds of wisdom. They will join hands together and sing in a beautiful tongue that was never spoken on earth. These children will finally have a place to call home, and they will reside there until heaven opens its gates and welcomes them in like a shepherd welcomes in their lost sheep. A place of serenity, a place of love, a place called peace.
My goodness. We're hearing young people paint the future we all need to know about. Thank you, Malia. That was a beautiful poem and a beautiful future. We need to fight for that future. And we're going to keep doing poems tonight until we run out of time. So let's hear from Phoebe McCarty.
My favorite color is actually the color of your cheeks when you're angry. It is the same color as when you are happy. And I don't know if you know the difference. The first time I kissed you, you were stunned. You see, I did not know I was cursing us to this empty universe type of feeling like you only live between the strums of guitar strings. I've been asking you to hold on to these broken pieces of me. But I'm too afraid to approach you halfway out of myself. The day you told me you wanted to leave, I was just as stunned. I'm beginning to think I ruined us with my rules. I'm beginning to think you ruined me, tearing me out of myself until I only see a stranger in the mirror. How can you say you tried when you never even talked to me with more than your body language? I mean, you only say I love you when we get risky. When you need somebody to turn your skin into a poem for just one night before I let you say goodbye. When you light a flame that is too bright for me to handle, even if I am bleeding out the last bits of us, I will sit here and love you with all my lovely, ugly, ugly, ugly. I hope you find it stunning. The truth is, I am sick of waiting for your libido to say I love you. I'm sick of waiting for you to fold me into someone else, take me until I cannot feel this resentment, discontentment. I'm sorry my blood isn't made of stardust, but I am still bleeding, and you aren't feeling. This isn't a love poem. This is about dysphoria. The fingers grasping something, what is either not there, and we are not sure we want. And this is the first time I kissed you, because I wish I knew if you felt as much dread in your stomach with stitched lips as I do, when you put me on that shelf you have in your room that leans to the right, waiting to pick me up when you grow another inch to let go of yourself. Take me like a shot of whiskey you know you won't be able to keep down, when you become the most beautiful run-on sentence that I have ever heard, when our names are synonyms and you are okay again, when we have drawn the ragdoll diagonal, when the tents of Kadira are packed up, when the curtains of Solomon are drawn, and you cannot find my face in the moon or my fingerprints on my skin, on your skin. I know it is more genuine to kiss the edge of our dimension. I do not expect you to be a happy ending. I simply wish for you not to be an ending at all.
Thank you for listening to Brain Jam. Have a great night.